Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Have you ever wondered what it would be like if Jesus popped in for a visit in 2011? Where would he go? What would he say or do? Well, let's say Jesus happened into the vicinity of where the World Trade Center buildings once stood before the terrorist attack. Suppose the spot where Jesus chose to sit was outside the controversial Islamic Center near Ground Zero. 1 year ago, protesters and supporters demonstrated there. 1 year ago, President Barack Obama said, "As Americans, we are not and never will be at war with Islam. It was not a religion that attacked us. It was Al-Qaeda, a sorry band of men which perverted religion." So imagine Jesus sitting outside the building that has become the Muslim center since last spring. And just as in his day, Jesus goes beyond ethnicities, gender, and religion. Jesus crossed boundaries. In this gospel lesson, Jesus and his followers have traveled through Samaritan territory. The Jews and Samaritans had kept their distance now for generations. But at one time, they did enjoy a common bond. But when the Assyrians defeated Samaria and took many Samaritans into captivity, relationships changed. While in captivity, some Samaritans married non-Jews, compromising their ethnic identity. But the Judeans in captivity did not intermarry. When freedom came, and both Judeans and Samaritans returned to Jerusalem, the Samaritans were not welcomed because of their mixed heritage. So no wonder Jesus might want to come back today. There are many hot spots in our world that justify violence with the words ethnic cleansing. No wonder Jesus might want to come back today to remind Christians and Jews and Muslims that we worship the same God and all claim Abraham as our father in faith. The tension in today's gospel is not only the fact that Jesus is a Jew in Samaritan territory, but at the time of Christ, men did not strike up conversations with women in public settings. And it is still not acceptable in the Middle East today for men to talk with women in public. I was in Morocco years ago, and it was unsettling to not see women in outdoor cafes. They were inside the restaurants. Here we have, in America, more diversity in religion than any other nation on earth. And yet we judge and separate ourselves from one another. But back to our scene of Jesus 2011 in New York, in front of the Islamic Center. Let's say he strikes up a conversation with a veiled Muslim woman. Jesus is not looking at her ethnicity, her religious background, or her gender, but as God's own creation. Now, would his conversation last long enough to lead her into the place of spiritual freedom as he had done with a Samaritan woman? And do we allow ourselves to stay in conversations long enough to gain insights and not be defensive? Therapists say awareness is the beginning of change. Now this Samaritan woman must have been a lonely woman. She was trying to get water at noon, the hottest time of the day, when no one else would be around. This encounter with a lonely woman begins when Jesus asks for a drink. Notice that it is Jesus who initiated this conversation, and he oversteps boundaries. Sometimes we put up boundaries with God in our spiritual life when we think it is just the way it is and things are not going to change. But remember, Jesus crossed boundaries. He did so in the gospel, and he tries to do it with us. In the very places we hold tight and think cannot change. We assume God doesn't get involved in our personal issues, like the strain we feel for financial security, or the constant distraction and concern we may have for the health of a loved one or the health of ourselves. Jesus crossed boundaries, and so can we. Maybe a little cup of water offered in love can be the beginning of a salvation journey for someone else by our conversation and how long we are willing to be with them. We can be instruments of reconciliation. Jesus regarded spirit and truth so necessary for survival, he kept pushing the envelope with this woman. But Jesus could not help the Samaritan woman without confronting her at her deepest levels. And he did not hesitate to do so. And this is where God wants to go with us, into those very issues we would rather not face. The Samaritan woman represents the average human person. In her talk with Jesus, she shows that she, like most people, was preoccupied with the relief of daily needs so that life would just go on smoothly. And one of her needs was obtaining water. And she wanted to do it with the least amount of energy and time. Her spiritual life was not her great concern. Sometimes we, too, can be so rational, we forget that God lives where we live. In our ordinary, average moments, God is present. Whether sitting outside of Starbucks or at a Home Depot, in front of your doctor's office, or where your kids go to school, the Spirit of Jesus is in conversation with your spirit. In our moments of necessity, busyness, and distraction, our spiritual life does not seem a priority, but it always is with God. With God, now is eternal and invites us to surrender in spirit and truth. With a Samaritan woman, Jesus spoke the truth and it went right to her heart. And she grew to believe when Jesus said, "I am the one who is speaking to you." Yes, he was the Messiah. And she dropped what was the most valuable thing in her life at that moment, her water jar, and ran to tell her townspeople what had just happened. She moved the very people who had isolated her because she witnessed in spirit and truth. So they came to believe. But that witness grew gradually. For when she first met Jesus, he was only a Jewish man asking for water. Then she wondered if he were a prophet. Then she asked if he was the Messiah. And finally, together with others, called him Savior. Through their conversation, the woman spiraled into successive insights about who Jesus was. It can be the same for us. If we crack open the Bible and with each reading of Scripture, allow new insights to clarify previous ones. Jesus helped that Samaritan woman by spending honest time with her. Each week we have parish e-blasts that send out the scripture for the coming Sunday. Spend time in the Word of God and allow yourselves to encounter God in your inner life. Let God into where you hide from yourself, others, and even God. They may be painful memories, broken dreams, and false assumptions. This is the great invitation and a very real challenge. How to let go of our private pain and sins for freedom and peace. Sometimes I get frustrated when I speak without thinking. I don't like it when I get too efficient because then I'm not functioning with wisdom and love. Those are places in me and in all of us that cause us to react and not respond in the present moment. These are the very issues Jesus is willing to enter if we stop and say to God, "Heal me and make me free to serve you with your power and your love." Like the Samaritan woman, God speaks to us in our mistakes and offers a way forward to discern better choices. The old adage is true. We learn from our mistakes. But for a Christian, this process can be the very stuff that makes us more compassionate. Jesus is here. Not for an unexpected quick visit, but for the long haul. Jesus is here in our ordinary moments, just as Jesus came to an ordinary woman involved in an ordinary task on an ordinary day. And in each of our ordinary moments, we have the extraordinary gift of the presence of God within us. Jesus said it is like a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. Believe that Jesus is with you for the long haul. Put down that jug of water or whatever it is you are holding on to tightly and let your life be a witness by your words and actions that there is a deeper mystery going on here. God is in all the ordinary events of life and has a deep gift to give, redeeming love. And if God is love, then religion is relationships. We need to go out to the world and share that good news, just like the Samaritan woman at the well. Amen.